Hello, and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, here today with Rebecca Wood, counselor based in Geneva. And Rebecca's here with us to speak about the experience of being pregnant during this pandemic. For more information, you can check out her website, RebeccaWoodCounseling.com. So, Rebecca, what has been the psychological impact for women who have been pregnant during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, our stress levels have definitely risen. It's a psychologically expected and completely understandable response to, you know, living through this pandemic. Pregnant women themselves are grappling with the implications of being at higher risk of more serious illness. And studies coming out over the course of last year have shown that there is indeed heightened levels of stress in pregnant women.
Right. So already a kind of susceptibility to being stressed and worried about what's going to happen to their baby. And then add COVID-19 to that, I can understand. Stress levels have gone up. So what are some ways in which COVID-19 has added to those experiences of stress?
Yeah, it's hard to generalize, actually. I think pregnant women will find themselves responding in their own unique and individual ways. It may be quite subtle. So you may notice kind of added pressure to avoid riskier situations. Do I get on that bus to go and visit with that friend? Definitely a decrease in social connection. So not going to join, you know, birth preparation groups, right, or pregnancy groups, or, you know, not being able to see your granny or, you know, the family maybe that you'd hope to see or friends that you were hoping to see. I think this all can lead to, you know, really slowly, but to feelings of maybe feeling a bit disconnected or lonely. You might feel a bit more worried. You're thinking a lot around hand and mask hygiene. You might have a magnified sense of, you know, having no control or being helpless. You might be exhausted but struggling to sleep. And all of these can be little sort of subtle indications that actually I'm feeling a bit depressed. I'm feeling a bit anxious.
Yeah, I appreciate those examples because it's kind of not necessarily a huge light bulb, but it's like these little moments that add up. And so how common is it, this experience of potential depression or anxiety in pregnancy?
It's actually very common in pregnancy. The issue is we just don't talk about it. Whether it's a cultural thing, so we get exposed to these kind of ideal images of pregnancy, you know, whether it's not wanting to let people down or feel like a failure, it's hard to say, I'm struggling. But what we do know is that globally, anything from between 1 in 7 to 1 in 4 women experience mood disorders in pregnancy and postpartum.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot.
It is. And men do too. That's the other thing that we kind of miss. But it's not just women, it's men as well. So the key thing
is women are not pregnant in isolation of men.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. But the key thing I'd want to leave you with is this idea that it is underreported and as such often left untreated. And whilst we're just beginning to learn about COVID-19 in pregnancy, what we really do know a lot about is depression and anxiety in pregnancy and the fact that it is eminently treatable.
Absolutely. Very well said. Thank you so much, Rebecca. For more information, you can contact her at Rebecca Wood Counseling. If you'd like to hear that show or others like it, you can visit our website, worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.